John Main, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts. Why
I run. I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking
bust. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I'm bust. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Cut this up a little bit.
Hey, cut this up a little bit, man.
I got a brand new dance for you.
Yeah.
I'm too player for that, but check
it's
me
that
out.
Check
out.
Music.
Hey, do you see the way I lean? On the scene, super clean.
Yeah.
With the fresh kicks jumping off the jeans. Do you see the way I lean? In the shed, it's sitting mean. Coming down, hollin' money ain't a thing. Do you see the way I lean? Do you see the way
my way, they see the fit, how the shirt matching that hat, jeans matching the kicks, what it do,
yeah.
By the way, my name C.A. Dollar, got that dumb dick, I'm known for making these hoes holler,
yeah.
I'm cool as the Pacific, higher than Colorado, and I make the club jump, Andre Iguodala, I was leaning to the left, cause my watch heavy, leaning
to the right,
because my not heavy, favorite car Chevy, my favorite color green, I'm the coolest motherfucker on the scene.
Do you see the way I lean? On the scene, super clean.
Yeah.
With the fresh kicks jumping off the jeans. Do you see the way I lean? In the shed, it's sitting mean. Coming down, hollin' money ain't.
way I lean.
Still swaggy,
lean right,
nigga.
Lean right,
let me
lean
go.
Right.
Okay.
Do you see the way I
I'm
lean?
I'm looking like that nigga. Smelling like that nigga. Even white people tell me I'm that nigga. DBC the click, we doing it way bigger. Fresh to death, I'm killing these boys. I'm grave digger. Oh man, I do this shit for real. Y'all playing? I hang with wild boys. I ain't talking Duran Duran. I'm young, I'm ready. I'm country, like Nelly. I'm sharp, machete. I ball, Magetti, my seven. Just like that nigga. Tom, I'm crazy. I'm dumb. I'm the bomb. You a bomb? My favorite car is Chevy. But my favorite color green. I'm the coolest motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, do you see the way I lean? On the scene, super clean. With the fresh kicks jumping off the jeans. Do you see the way I lean? In the shit, sitting mean. Coming down, hollin' money ain't a thing. Do you see the way I lean low? Do you see the way I
Ready? Welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, and also the host Golden Fleece. What's good?
Oh, man, another Wednesday. Man, I'm telling you right now, these motherfucking days. These days go by so fast, man. I'm not playing around, yo. I'm telling you, Wednesday come around for us probably like it don't come around for nobody else.
No, it don't.
Another one?
I know. It's like I'm happy and I'm glad, but it's like, my goodness, can I get a minute to settle in from last week? So it's just crazy.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Night.
Don't get it twisted. It's
it
a
is.
Beautiful thing.
It
but,
is.
But, you know, I don't think people know all the other shit we got going on.
No, they don't. They
you
don't.
Know, all the other
do
things that we out here doing and what we got going on. The Wednesday comes back around super fast, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
But we're not mad
yes,
at all. We loving the opportunity and everything. Just that Wednesday now, it's like, oh, shit, already?
Oh, my God. I know. It's a beast, that's for sure. Well, if this is your first time tuning in to Global 14 The Cut, we thank you, appreciate you. We're here every Wednesday. Like the homie just said, and this is the show via the brand Global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social network and more. You know, everything from news and blogs and music, fashion, a couple of debates and politics and just all kind of stuff on there, and even new gadgets and whatnot. We can get into the iPhone 5C thing later. But so if you're not familiar with the site, definitely go to global14.com and check it out. Give it a try and see, you know, see what it do. Today is September 11th. This is, of course, the day in remembrance. We all can think back to the 2003, when the towers fell and whatnot. So 2001, oh my gosh. I'm sorry, 2001,
yeah,
y'all.
Minute.
Y'all,
it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I was thinking 10 years. I don't know why I was thinking 10 years, but, you know, of course, September 11th, so today a lot of places, a lot of people, a lot of memorials today, a lot of services, a lot of remembrance, and so just keep that in mind always, the whole thing of when everything, you know, all the Afghanistan, all of that going nowhere, that's kind of when it all popped off, so... you know, keep that in mind and be thankful and grateful and, you know, be happy that you're here and that we had some people to take, go over there, fight for us, and whether we agree with it or not. So, yes, that's what today is as well.
It's real. Very real.
Yes.
And it's more than about war, what happened that day.
Yes.
Like I posted some on my Instagram today. I actually put more of a kind of provocative picture up of the people hanging from the windows that day.
And
you know, I kind of just put a little message under it, like, you know, we may complain about different things that go on on our day to day, you know, little petty things, but we got to thank God that we have choices and options. We able to change our situation. We don't have to sit there and complain and just act like, you know, things are so bad. We got a choice. Like, them people only had two options that day. It was either burn to death in that building or jump to their death out of the window. You know what I'm saying? And it was of no control of their own. So, you know, when you put things in real perspective, you know, and you see life for what it really is, you got to be thankful for your situation and your circumstances. Those people that day, they got up and went to work and was given two options, either I burn to death in this building or I jump out of this window. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for the people that made it out, people that didn't come to work and missed all of that, but it was very real that day. So never forget what happened to the innocent people that just was trying to go make a living that day. You know what I mean?
Seriously. Yeah, it was real. And so thank you for sharing that and on your page and all that, and, you know, just bringing that to light as well. And so we appreciate you guys for keeping it, you know, listening and letting us, you know, take it there, because we do have to get, we can have fun and talk and, you know, do the news and all that, but it is very real and we like to get into that. So this is an important day, so we definitely don't need to forget. Also, September 13th, I want to actually send a shout out, but before I do that, September 13th, Tupac Shakur, that's the day that he was taken from us, pronounced dead. So another one of those, let's be grateful, be thankful, and of course we're all, you know, always going to be grateful and thankful for what he's left. It seems like we can always get some new music from him no matter what. So it's amazing to be able to keep that, his legacy going, and to be able to still enjoy his records, the classics. So always remembering Tupac as well. So that's what's up with that. So we definitely going to play a Tupac joint later. You got to do that.
Most definitely.
Got to do that.
I mean, people know what Tupac brought to the game. You cannot dismiss anything that Tupac did. Anything from movies to poetry to music. Like, the dude was just an all around real dude, man. I'm always in awe of Tupac, how old he was when he passed, because it seemed like Tupac did so much. You know what I'm saying?
I was like,
man, someone's only 24 years old. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Big was that young, but, you know, Big, to me, he didn't have the whole arsenal of things done in his short life that Tupac had. Like, you look at Tupac's age, you're like, damn, what if that dude would have lived till he was 30 or something? Like, that dude you know what I'm saying? He did so fucking much at that young age. It's crazy.
Yes.
You know, R.I.P. to Tupac and Biggie, but definitely happy belated to happy birthday. He got one coming up to the homie Pac, man. A true legend in the game.
Yes, absolutely. So, unfortunately, like I said, he was taken away from us September 13th, 96. I'll never forget that day, but we will play that record in remembrance of him. Always have to. And then I got to give a shout out to my big brother, Young Maine, whose birthday is actually September 13th. So that was always odd and weird for us. He was like, oh, man. But it's great. Happy G-Day to my brother, Young Maine. He's turning a big 3-0, and I look forward to his return and great things popping off for him as well. So just have to do that. That's family. Got to do it. It is what it is.
Most definitely. Happy born day to your brother. And hopefully he, you know,
homie,
touching that turf real soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And I can't wait for you to meet him and my other brothers, because, like me, but the niggas.
Out.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, they some real dudes right there. I love those dudes. So shout out to him. Tonight we don't have a guest actually tonight, but we are going to – I mentioned that we were going to actually have some unsigned music that we were going to try to play. So I'm going to try to get to that record. The one I wanted to play, his name was Fiend from the Free DJs conference. I wanted to play that. But we do have a couple of, you know, Billboard mentions that we can mention. We have a couple mixtapes that we can mention tonight. We have some albums that dropped, and we had some Twitter beef that went down, so we could talk about that. And then also this iPhone madness. So
wow,
it can be a nice little a nice little
wow
setup here. So yeah, it's gonna be great. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So I guess well, I don't know. I guess what we can do is go ahead and get into what happened with the mixtapes. Not the mixtapes. I'm talking about the charts. I'm sorry, guys. So the VMAs happened, and I know we covered that. But as far as the charts, Katy Perry is holding down the Hot 100 with the song Roar. She has a number one song, so haven't seen her up there in a while. But when she does hit the charts, she stays pretty long. Pop radio and R&B hip-hop song is Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. The number one rap song, this is Eminem, Berserk. I haven't even heard this, so maybe I did and didn't pay attention, you know, really to it. But he's got the number one rap joint right now, and the number one rap in the
hip-hop
album.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy.
What? That Eminem has
the
number one?
I just... Well, not that Eminem is on the charts, but how he does it. And I just think that all these rappers need to look at it, man. Like, this dude don't be putting out no mixtapes for y'all when he not around. Here's this until I come out with an album. He just comes through when he wants to and hits them charts. He could be gone for 3 years.
For sure.
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So shows that you can get to a level that you don't have to be out here giving people anything for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not one of those cats that needs that show money like that. Like, this cat could come out, drop a record, and it's going to the chart. And to be honest, well, I don't even feel the record like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an old hip-hop type of record. That's what I do feel about it. It's in the vein of the Beastie Boys. You know, rest in peace to Adam Yauch, you know what I'm saying? Past legendary Beastie Boys. But that's the feel you get from the record. But, you know, for it to already be on the charts, it's like crazy. Like, he can do that. You know what I'm saying? So just shout out to Eminem for being Eminem, man. Cause
I know.
Man's the
just
man,
coming through,
you know,
and touching down to number one. Say it like that. And then Big Sean, which you talked about last week with Hall of Fame, he's got the number one R&B and hip-hop album right now. So that's always great when you can continue to see continue to climb those charts week by week for those album sales, because that means the albums are going up. That means the promo is doing what it needs to do. So better go up than going down, so that's for sure. And so mixtapes, I know that there was a couple of ones that people would be familiar with that you wanted to kind of touch on, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, the man of the hour, the man of the Twitter rant himself,
right.
Gucci Mane.
Oh, man.
We'll be touching on him a little bit later. But
Diary
of Trap God is out. So, you know, that Twitter rant definitely got to have people downloading Gucci Mane's shit because they want to see who else he talks about on that joint. You know what I'm saying? You got DJ Scream and Project Pat, Cheese and Dope. You know, you got... I think those are only two right there that's really, you know, people will really know about is the Gucci Man and the DJ Scream joint. As far as early in the week, Fat Trail, he had a joint, Trap Jumping 2, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people fuck with him out of the D.C. area, you know what I'm saying? But you had... let's see, you had a few joints, but you had Action Bronson actually did a new joint called Bronsolini. Action Bronson is a dude out of Queens that people are really fucking with. So shout out to him, man. He's a big white dude, and he got skills, man. He got skills. He dropped a joint, but... And Currency, your boy Currency dropped a joint with the homie Young Roddy. Yeah, they dropped a collaboration joint called Bales. And, that's about it, man. It's a couple of joints. It's called Bales.
What did they call it? Bales, okay.
Bales, like Bales of Hay, like B-A-L-E-S.
Okay, Bales, like, okay.
Yeah, it's called Bales. Also, let me give a shout out to Loaded Lux. Loaded Lux, He's been in the news a lot lately for wanting $40,000 to battle at Summer Madness. But he dropped a joint that's actually hosted by Shaquille O'Neal. So I think Shaquille O'Neal is getting back into the game,
getting back into the rap game. I'll pass on that, but we'll see what it is. I wasn't in put. I mean, okay. Well, we'll cross that bridge.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to get back into it like rapping. I don't think he's going to be rapping, but I think he is getting back into funding young cats, helping people with some finances,
get their stuff out there.
So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. He definitely is helping Loaded Luck, so that's pretty dope. So, you know, if Shaq come in, he got that long money, so he can help a lot of people out there. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, he can.
We'll see what our Loaded mixtape is about. Yo, shit, he got it. He definitely got it.
Yeah, he got enough.
He definitely got it.
He definitely got enough. Well, I want to also do a mixtape mention. You know, we do these every so often when there's something that's just being mentioned a lot, or, you know, if someone reaches out or whatnot. But this is actually an independent artist, unsigned, out of Louisiana, I believe, Trader Ace, and it's called King Me. Through Party Boy DJs, DJ Indeed, a lot of people are familiar with him. He makes a lot of little moves. I always say that word. I need to not say that because it's not fair. But he makes a lot of moves in Louisiana and whatnot. So Party Boy DJ Indeed, I really like the way that he did his intro on this mixtape. I want you guys to check this mixtape out. I like the way that he did this intro. To me, this dude, Trader Ace, he's got a kind of a gritty, raspy type voice, not like a Jadakiss, but it's something different. It's something you haven't heard before. It's definitely a new voice that you might want to, you know, it's something to listen to. The only thing with this is sometimes I couldn't tell if he was on first, because he has quite a few features, so sometimes I didn't know for sure if it was him that went first or next, because he does a lot. I think he can sing and do all kind of stuff, so he really does a lot with his voice with this mixtape, but it just goes to show his how versatile he is when it comes to the game and mixtape. And I really enjoyed this one track that they did. I think it's called Retros, and it's like real throwback and hip-hop. Like, and he's like, yeah, you didn't think I was going to come on this track like this, but I did. So it was really interesting. So for anybody that's looking to hear new unsigned mixtapes, and you know, that's your thing as well, or just want to hear some good music, I would definitely probably recommend Trader Ace King Me, because it's a different type of style. And I think that this won't be the last that we hear from him. So I just wanted to do that little quick plug and mention that to you guys, because I think it's worth it. I actually got to, I think, number 15 on the mixtape, and it wasn't like, you know how people be having like 50 songs and it's long and boring.
Right.
It wasn't anything like that.
Right.
So it was a nice flow. It was energetic. A lot of Maybach music beats on there, because again, this is a mixtape. But there also was a drop from DJ. Well, they used to call him just Bay Bay, but now he's Maybach Bay. Because, you know, he's on MMG now, and he's out of Louisiana. So I don't remember if everybody remembers A Bay Bay, you know, from Hurricane Chris and just the role music, a lot of other people that came out of Texas.
Right,
so.
Right.
But again, there were a couple of drops on this, like T-Wayne did a drop. So it was a couple of little, you know, it was a lot of little drops and features. So you kind of knew, okay, he's kind of been on the scene for a minute. He's got a little few connections. We'll see, you know, here I go, staying little. But got a few connections and stuff like that. I know, I do start trying. Remember I said I shook his little hand or whatever that one day to do?
Yeah, I
know. I
can't. Oh, shit.
I need to stop saying that.
I mean,
that,
we all got words.
Men.
We
he's
all got words
men.
In our vocabulary.
That you
we
use.
All got words
exactly.
In our vocabulary that we just use
and
over
just
and over
is.
Again. So
exactly.
That's just what it is. It ain't,
so
you know, you don't
knows.
Mean no harm. Everybody listening.
No, it's not, because it's not a little thing at all to get drops and everybody shouting you out. But again, so just you guys, again, his name is Trader Ace, and we actually put it on our Twitter, tweeted out, and then DJ and D, we put that on our Twitter as well. And they did a shout out to us. So shout out to you guys, both of you guys, and keep doing your thing. And I really like his skills. I hadn't actually, this was my first time actually hearing him do his DJ thing. And like I said, I really enjoyed the intro. It was really exciting. And I like anything that's kind of gangster, but not, it wasn't overboard. You know what I mean? You know how I like it to be real G.
Yeah,
like,
I got
to
check
gangsta.
Him out, definitely. I know so. I'm rocking with that Kevin Gates out of Louisiana. I'm really digging
Kevin Gates.
Oh, yeah, Kevin
yeah, he goes.
He's
he goes.
Thick with it. He's doing his
he
thing.
He is amazing
and, you know,
with
3D Nati is dropping crazy records
out of
that
Louisiana, of course.
So yeah, Louisiana got a few people that's making some noise out of there right now. So shout out to Louisiana making it happen out there, man. It's looking like, you know, they want to come and they want to follow, you know, Wayne's footsteps, and you know, you have Kid just dropped the record, Bury Me, not Bury Me, I'm a G. So you know, Kid, that's the whole squad up camp right there. He signed with 50 Cent now, so that's Rider Gang, New Orleans, Louisiana. That's some serious. That's a serious movement right there.
It's,
I remember meeting them kids, man, and them kids ain't playing no games out there, man. So shout out to Kid, Kevin Gates, 3D. Your man Trader Ace, a lot of people coming out of there doing their thing, man. I see them moving. Louisiana, always.
Shout out to Louisiana, especially being from Texas right next door. That's just like home. So shout out to them for sure. But that's it. That's it on the mixtapes. I think that's it. Albums. There was a Janelle Monae. She dropped her album this week. Sean Kingston, his album released this week. I wish I had the titles. I'm just freelancing this whole. And then you got who else?
Two Chainz,
of course. And shout out to you guys. We got to let it be. We actually got invited to the Academy, which is DJ Drama, DJ Cannon. Who else was there? Somebody else in his
DJ
court.
Diamond Cuts was there. Diamond Cuts was there. The Academy is going to be big because Don Cannon is now, you know, he's VP over at Def Jam, A&R over at Def Jam. So look out for anything that the Academy do.
It was a big deal. DJ Drama, Don Cannon, and Ten Setter Sense. They did some things for the middle school. They honored men of influence. To highlight the spirit and history of Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream, and it was like the juniors. They also did Salute the Mic, and Jermaine Dupri actually hosted that. This was on last night. So it was 2 days worth of events, and it wasn't just hip-hop and panels and whatnot. It was actually giving back to the community and working with the youth and celebrating and honoring them as well with excellence and awards and whatnot. So it was a great time, and unfortunately, we didn't touch down to it, but it was nice to have received that invite and that press. So, yeah, that's what's up. Hope to catch next year, you know, going down.
Yeah, man. They had also Melissa that we had on the show a little while ago hit me up talking about an event that they have for the New Atlanta, a show for the New Atlanta. I seen it on her Instagram, and they had the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta cast out there, and then there's a show called the New Atlanta. So Atlanta's just moving crazy when it comes to music, when it comes to television, when it comes to anything. They're pretty much dropping the bomb and making shit happen. So shout out to the ATL, man, and seems to be the only one that ain't happy over there is my man Guwap. Gucci man.
He's sipping. We could take a break and come back, get into that if you like. How do you want to do it?
Go ahead, take a break and come back and we'll talk about Gucci Man and what happened on Twitter.
Alrighty, well, we'll go ahead, and since we did so much in Louisiana and kind of spent some time on them, we'll go ahead and play Turk. I Like Him Hot. He stopped by the show. Shout out to Turk still as well.
Yeah, shout out to Turk out there doing his thing. He working too. He just shot a video out in New York. I seen on his Instagram for the, his hot joint, man. He was out in New York working while he was doing the BMI tribute to Cash Money. Shout out to Turk doing his thing. Twins is getting bigger. You can follow him on his Instagram, see the babies and all that, man. Just a great story about that young man, you know, doing and coming home and really trying to stay grounded and do what he got to do.
I know that's right. Alrighty, so we'll go ahead and drop that and then come back with the news and Gucci Mane. Go before Tina Cut.
I need a gangster. bro. She gon' shit though. Sound right
quick. I like them high.
The ones that don't tell me to stop. I need a gangster. Oh, out top.
Little mix, take you back to the 90s. I really like that. I really like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was just one of them still straight shorties get on the floor and pop it as hard as they can.
Yeah.
Play records right there.
Yeah.
You know,
really,
like,
really
no talking, just popping,
no.
Popping your ass as hard as you possibly can pop it.
Exactly. Ain't nothing else that need to be done. Shout out to, Louisiana Cash, who just gave us a shout out for playing his record Lean that we opened up with, and we will be keeping up with. He actually came on the show with Turk.
Yeah, Louisiana Cash is dope too.
Yeah,
he's dope.
He's
got a nice flow. His
flow
is crazy. I fucks with his
shit. Absolutely. So shout out to him. He just gave us a shout out. You guys make sure you follow him and Turk on Twitter. We actually just tweeted, so if you need those Twitters, we got you. Just check out our Twitter at Global14 The Cut. Okay, news. Twitter, speaking of Twitter, Mr. Crazy Man with the ice cream cone on his face.
Wow, I mean, what more could you say? What more could you say? For real, like, I'm gonna just say this on it, you know. When I first caught wind what he was doing on Twitter the other day, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday. I just kind of felt like, okay, we had always heard that Gucci's crazy. He takes medication or some shit like that. You know, you just kind of got a sense that either one or two things could be happening. Either Gucci is off medication, or Gucci is just saying, listen, I don't give a fuck no more, and I'm going to just let people know what's up. But then Gucci started mentioning names of people that he was just cool with, like, yesterday. And then that's when I was kind of like, okay, the Brick Squad shit, I understand. But when he got into the Rocco and all these different, I was like, whoa, like, what's really going on here? And the shit just kept going and kept going and kept going. My whole thing is Gucci Mane really tripping like that? Like, something must have recently happened to where he was just like, you know what? Fuck all these people. None of them are real to me. And I'm ready to go at every single one of them. But at the same time, it's like, how do you do that and then make that right? You all live in the same city. I don't know if our listeners been to Atlanta, Georgia. But when you go to Atlanta, Georgia, I don't give a fuck who you are. You're going to run into a rapper. You're going to run into a television person. You're going to run into somebody that's famous because they move around Atlanta like it's the only place to be. Simple as that. I'm talking about standing outside in compound. You'll see Monica and Ludacris drive around the corner in a Range and park right in front of you and get out the car type shit. You'll be walking through the mall. You're going to see Shorty Low, Stevie J. You're going to see somebody at the Lenox Mall. Somebody going to be the basketball player, whatever. So you can't really move around Atlanta and not see people. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thought process on this is like, is Gucci Mane just really trying to get himself into some shit that he can't get out of? Because we know this about Gucci. He going to go to jail if he do something crazy. Because he just recently got out of jail. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He's a loose cannon. He not no bullshit nigga. They sent niggas to kill him before. He end up killing one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this nigga's not one of those play around type dudes. You know what I'm saying? So I just was really thinking, I hope it don't escalate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because Gucci Mane will take it there. You feel what I'm saying? He'll take it there. And then, you know, you hear everybody on the Twitters like, oh, Gucci just a fake-ass nigga. Gucci a fake-ass nigga.
And I'm like, no, he's not a fake-ass nigga.
This nigga's kicking women out of moving cars. His head ain't right. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't kick a female out of a car that's moving.
Yeah.
If you're not some nigga that don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you go through his history, you understand, like, Gucci Mane could pop off. A fan went and tried to get an autograph from Gucci Mane, and Gucci Mane bust him over the head with a bottle and split his shit. So this ain't one of them niggas
that's like,
and I'm not condoning a fucking thing that Gucci Mane does, because I think some of the shit is just crazy. What I'm saying is, you know, he's not one of them niggas that won't do something.
To just be talking on Twitter,
Exactly. He ain't just a Twitter talker. So my thing is, I hope this shit don't go nowhere. You feel me? Because how can he move around Atlanta? How can he go to the BET Hip Hop Awards? Are all this niggas, all these niggas just going to see him and not do nothing? So it's a weird vibe that I got from this shit. Like, damn, what's this nigga really trying to do? What could he possibly accomplish? He not even talking about just rappers. He talking about niggas in Atlantic Records. I'm talking about people higher. A lot of people might not know who Craig Kalman is. He's shitting all over Craig Kalman. I'm like, damn, this nigga Gucci Mane is really going in.
And then, of course,
he got hacked. I don't believe that hack shit. That shit is so old. Niggas get on Twitter and say what they're going to say.
I'm like, nah, I'm not rocking with that. That was him. I'm like, nah, he didn't hack.
And even if that was hack, I don't think people are going to believe that. So it's still going to pop off when people see Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
for real.
I don't want that
to
go down. But what can you do?
Yeah. He should have been, if it was hacked, then I needed him on Breakfast Club. I needed him on All Hip Hop and everybody else today. I need to, and I didn't see any of that. I don't see any of that happening. Because when something false, you're going to be clearing it up real quick. And just trying to say he got hacked and spool it over is not going to work. Because when you got people like Nicki Minaj, taking the time out to actually even respond. And Rocco, like, Rocco's tweets were like, where you at? I'm at your house right now. Like, come on now. You know, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's getting real. Like, niggas is, and what's so crazy about it is, of course, all the fans and the Twitter folks are like, yeah, that's what's up, Rocco real, Gucci real. They pumping it up. This is real shit right now. Like, these are niggas about to go in on each other. Like, this is the real deal. People are going to jail. People are finna be, you know, I'm not saying people are going to jail, but you know what I mean? Like, this is a real situation right now. And so for him to be outside of his house and everybody be pumping it up on Twitter, I was just looking at him like, y'all are so stupid right now, but y'all love that. But it'll be them that'll be sitting behind those bars. It'll be them going to court. It'll be them paying fines and shedding blood. And you know what I mean? Like, it's not even worth all this, but because it's on Twitter, it's been put out there to, you know, ostracize and to, you know, pick a side and to go back and forth and do all this and that. So it's just a chest and a mess, and I hate when it is, and I hate when Twitter gets involved. I hate when social networks get involved, and I hate when people pump up what they don't even know nothing about. Like, they don't even know what's going on. It was so many retweets and so many tweets. Like, they fueled it and started it because they kept mentioning, because, of course, Gucci doesn't mention everybody, really. He doesn't at such and such do. You know, he don't really mention every time when he says something. He didn't at Waka Faka. He didn't at Nicki, you know what I mean? So, of course, it's the fans and everybody saying, oh, he's at Nicki this, and, you know, just really pumping it up. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, y'all is some freaking, like, instigators.
No, don't. I mean,
like,
first of all, his grandma is horrible on Twitter. First of all, like,
oh my God, his grandma
writing something on Twitter is like a puzzle that you have to fucking unravel to see.
Oh,
what
grandma,
is
yeah,
actually
yeah,
speaking.
It is. Nah, it is horrible. And that's how come I knew it was him. That's what I'm like, he didn't get hacked because that's really how he be doing. So
nah,
I'm like, nah, it's horrible. Yeah,
this is you know it was him, but
yeah.
Like you said, people get entertainment off this shit.
They love
but
it.
But if you're a street cat and you're a real dude and you just telling somebody like Rocco is an A1 kid, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that man is out there, and for Gucci man to say he just ran so fast away from him, he ain't know he was that fast and all this kind of shit. It's like, even if it's like, how could you mend that stuff? Like, what you gonna say in the next interview? Oh, that was just Gucci acting up, man. We good. We cool.
Yeah.
We cool now.
We can't.
Nah, you can't really do that. Now it's like, yo, fuck you. And then y'all gotta live in the same area. Y'all fuck with the same people. How do you watch your back with niggas that you know another nigga that y'all used to fuck
Right down the street. And then you got VET Hip Hop Awards coming up September 28th, broadcasting in October, of course. Excuse me, but September 28th is VET Hip Hop Awards. So we know what happened last year at the VET Hip Hop Awards. What was it, Ross and Jeezy? I can't really remember
Gunplay,
who it was.
Ross, Jeezy.
Yeah. I mean,
it was crazy.
It's so... here we go. You know what I mean? We're leading right back into Hip Hop Awards, and I can just see it already. It don't have to be them. It could be the camps, and that's the main thing. And your main
thing. Oh, it's
going to
be the camp.
You know somebody.
It's
going to
be the camp.
Somebody knows somebody.
It's
everybody knows somebody.
Because they in gangs.
And it's
popping
off.
That's the difference between this shit. Niggas is in gangs.
Exactly. It's real. Nah, it's real. And so when people are, you know, again, doing the most and pumping it up and whatnot, I'm just sitting back like, wow, you know, it's just, this cannot be good. This can't be good. And I don't want to hear people talk about, can we get along and can we do, you know, this and that when they, you know, if something pop off. I'm not trying to hear it. Because you know how they like to act like, I don't know why we can't get along. I don't know why we do this. We always want to band together when it's convenient. But other than that, we tearing each other down. So,
like this is it's been a lot of that going around us on the internet right now. I mentioned another story that happened to one of my homies. They have, you know, we had them on the show. My man Eric Beasley, Smack White. They got the whole URL movement, which is huge, global movement. Everybody loves the battle raps. I mean, you got people from Jay-Z to Diddy to Kevin Durant to Drake All of these guys watch this movement. They love it and support it monetarily and culture-wise. They support it. But at their event, Summer Madness 3, just the other day, there was an altercation between Matt Hoffa and Sirius Jones. Two big battlers in the culture. And it's just very unfortunate because as this shit starts to grow, when these corporate sponsors want to jump on and want to fuck with the shit, this is the type of shit that makes them say, nah.
Exactly.
That's why I never gave these niggas the money, because this type of shit is going to start going down. You know what I'm saying? And, I just want to, it's very sad. It was very sad to see that a nigga couldn't keep his composure through a battle rap and just not, you know, Mathis, he's known for punching people in the face during a battle. He actually did it to another young gentleman, and that made the internet went viral, you know. So this is his second time actually just punching somebody in the face during a battle. And I was a fan of his, but I can't fuck with him no more. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I can't fuck with
him. Not when you're doing that.
And
it.
It's just real. I can't fuck with him. It's simple as that.
And you don't have to. Fuck
you know,
that.
This is the culture,
doing too
man.
Much
you
now.
Can't tear
exactly.
it down, dog. It's paying you
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
It's giving you money.
Exactly.
It's allowing other leagues to pay you as well.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Why are you trying to fuck up the money that you're getting, the name that you made through this platform, because You just on
you
some
and your
tough
feelings
guy
tonight.
It's
yeah.
horrible, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible, dog. You got to control yourself better. You know, I won't be supporting any of his battles anymore. It's not something like I got something against the dude. It's just a way that I feel about the culture. I want to see this shit grow. And anybody that's not helping it grow is fucking it up. You know what I'm saying? It's
and
like,
you know what?
Even if you got a beef with a nigga and you go talk shit on a blog or something, at least you didn't put your physical hand on the man and fuck up the whole event.
Exactly. And ruin it for everybody and what they had going on and everybody money. And then, you know what? And that's there's a lot of reasons why, like you said, just going back to the sponsors, that was like the perfect example to say this is exactly why you can't get people to look at that in a positive light, where it takes so much and so much to build and so much money, so much time, so many years before you can get that opportunity. And all it takes is something small to just, you know, destroy it all and all the hard work that you put into whatever it is that you're doing. And then even looking at the other day with the Gucci Mane all over my Twitter, of course everybody was screenshotting it. Yes, it was funny, but it was ignorant at the same time because I'm looking at it a whole other light. And so I'm seeing all the screenshots. I'm like, dang, this nigga's chirping. Seeing the screenshots, seeing the tweets, and I'm like, okay, Gucci is always chirping on Twitter. So I'm kind of to the point where I'm over it until I seen the Rocco joint. And I was like, whoa, it's getting real. But it was everywhere, and I was like, can we please just go back to Kendrick Lamar? Like, when that was everywhere. Like, I really prefer, I'd rather that to be all over my timeline than this. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I'm like you. Let's go back to the building up. Let's go back to the excitement and the competition, you know, the competitiveness, not to the, you know, all of this. So it's like, okay, we just took all this steps forward. We went to the USA Today. Kendrick took us to a new place, and now we back to square one. You know what I mean? So
now
we
back to the nigga shit, man. And it, you know, it's sad. It's
just sad,
man, that cats can't control themselves, man. You have to understand that what it takes to get to those type of levels. Just
that's
go back to the Chris Rock joke. Go back to the Chris Rock joke. It was a funny joke, but it was the realest shit ever. When Chris Rock said that, in my neighborhood, when you're black, you got to be like the best at what you do. Like, I live there because I'm the best comedian. Jay-Z lived there because he damn near the best rapper that ever did it. Mary J. Blige lived in there because she like the best R&B singer to ever, you know what I mean, touch it in our generation. But the nigga that lives next, the white man that lives next door to me is just a dentist. That's it.
Exactly.
He's not the best dentist. He's not the world renowned dentist. He's just a fucking dentist.
Exactly.
And he my next door neighbor. So you got to go the extra fucking mile when you're black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga's not the world renowned dentist. He's just a fucking dentist.
No.
That's it.
No, and he's right to that degree. He really is. And then you got the latest in the drama. Not the drama, but you know, you got DJ Mr. C resigning from Hot 97. You know,
Mr.
once
C
again,
is horrible. It's horrible. I can't fuck with Mr. C. And it ain't about no gay shit. It's about
no,
him lying.
No, I know what you mean. He's always
I don't like that
doing the most.
Shit.
He's always doing the most. And then my thing is, he always wants to go off on everybody about the situation. Like, dude, this is you. Nobody did this to you. You did this to you. And then he comes on cursing people out. Like, last time he did the utmost by going on a crazy DJ type, he did a whole segment hour about how, I can't remember, but I remember hearing the whole episode he did on Hot 97 when he was, y'all think I'm it? He going crazy, you know what I mean, on the air. And everybody was like, he is crazy. And he's playing all these hardcore records. I did this with Biggie, I'm this, I'm that. And then he was just crazy. And now here he is, he did all that. So now this time he can't go on that rant like he did last time. So now he's like, you know what, I'm just going to be out. Well, please do. Because
he caught on tape.
Because
he caught on tape.
And it's like what
the,
can you
the,
do?
Like the cross dressing dude
caught on video.
Recorded the
mm-hmm.
whole thing. So you
yeah.
hear this man. Because
they were tired of him. They were
about,
probably tired of him doing that to them and making them feel some type of way. You know what I mean? If you're going to do this,
they
dude,
got
then
his
you
ass.
Need to do
they
what it is.
They should have got his ass.
So
they should have got his ass. And they're talking about. Can you, oh, you know how to suck dick? You 22? You sure you know how to give some good? I'm glad they got
mm-mm.
you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Mr. C had all the respect for the world and
but,
the man
but
the way he done for the game. But, dog, mm-hmm. you lying. You out here lying. Without,
mm-hmm.
you saw everybody's coming out the closet. You should come on now. Whoever's gay ain't holding that shit back like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and join
mm-hmm.
them. If you gay,
mm-hmm.
say you gay and go live your gay life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be acting like you straight, having girlfriends and all that crazy shit, getting mad because somebody called you gay. Now you got caught again, man. See, that's when I lose the respect. That's when I'm like, you know what,
mm-hmm.
man? Check it out. You're misleading people. You're getting mad at people when they
mm-hmm.
confront you about it. When somebody asks you about it, you got an attitude. Meanwhile, when you
yeah,
leave
like
that
he went crazy on people
with the attitude,
yeah.
you're going right to the gay prostitute lane again. You're going right to the
yeah,
block
so
where you pick them up.
That's do your thing. Like everybody said, he's lucky. Maybe at a time then when. You know, it really was, oh, my God, I got to be in the closet, whatever. The saying is, like, now you can do that, you know? And it's almost, it's the opposite. If you against it, you getting it. You know what I mean? You it's the opposite.
Yeah,
that
oh,
like,
sit on the gays if you want to and just shut the fuck down.
You
know what I'm saying? The gays
will shut
you
down. Like, and that's not, and he has an opportunity here to lead the way and, do something positive and turn this around.
That's I don't agree, man. I don't think he got no opportunity. He fucked
no,
it
he
up.
No, he did. He doesn't. He messed it up. That's what I'm saying. He had when it first happened, he could have said, you know what? I've been struggling. This is my situation since it's out here, and I'm a public figure. Blah, 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 blah. And then however you need to say it or whatever. But he didn't. He went crazy on people, and then he didn't just even keep quiet. At least just be quiet. No, he wanted to go crazy, curse everybody out, do the most. And now, not even a year later, here you are again, and it's like, okay, now you can't really say it.
The nigga
yeah,
got
he does.
An issue.
And he,
you feel what I'm saying?
And he's ashamed
of himself.
You're screaming
at people and you denying
yeah.
it. You, Hot 97 is trying to have your back. Trying to keep
yeah,
you
they were.
With a job, keep you working, and you
yeah.
still won't even tell the head nigga, like, yo, maybe you can help me with rehab or something. Man, I can't stop going fucking with these little boy prostitutes, man. You got
yeah,
to
I mean,
come out. I know that's
that.
A big demon. Oh. Like, let me say this. I know that's a big demon. I can't remotely feel how that nigga feels. I'm straight
mm-hmm.
as an arrow. I don't have
mm-hmm.
no problem with gay people. But I know for a fact him coming from the hip-hop culture like that, and he has a problem with going to fuck gay guys that dress like girls, little gay black dudes that are around here walking and talking like women and dressing like women. I can't even think in my mind what that must be like. So he really had a demon. You feel what I'm saying? But like you said, why you screaming at us about that shit when we finding out? Only reason we finding out is because you getting rolled up on with your pants down.
He is still illegal on top of that. So even if you're going to be in the news regardless as a public figure pulling up to prostitution, like that's not legal there. That's Amsterdam. You can do that in Amsterdam,
exactly.
But you can't do that there. So it's like, boys or girls, either way, like, you're going to be in the news, dude, and it's still wrong. But you're acting like it's not wrong. Like, you're acting like prostitution is okay. Like, it's not. So, it's,
yeah,
like, I mean, I hate to break the bubble.
Let me
like,
go get a
prostitution
prostitute.
Is legal. Yeah,
it's
whether
illegal,
it doesn't
dog.
Matter. Because he's trying to fight what it is, boy or girl. No, you're still not supposed to be picking a prostitute, Mr. C. So either way, you're wrong. Like, you're not supposed to be
and
down
there. You got
down
the money, set. Nigga. Go get an escort. Go in a hotel
yes,
room.
He's not
get the
supposed
fuck
to
out
do
of
that.
These dirty streets.
He makes prostitutes, and I'm not gonna. I can't speak on anybody's life. I haven't had to, you know, walk that path or anything like that. But I just know, again, at the end of the day, it's illegal. He has a legal job, and in his position, he is supposed to walk in the light as much as possible. Walk the straight line as much as possible. No pun intended, I promise you. But Hot 97, he's supposed to be a public figure here. You know what I mean? So there's a certain way and certain things that you can and cannot do. And one of those things is not to cruise for prostitutes. Even if he's a football, basketball player, it's going to come out. You cruise for prostitutes, they're going to bust you. And that's just what it is. And he
Man,
just doesn't. He has no room for error.
I don't why people make it. I don't understand.
They make it to the top to go back to the bottom.
Hard on themselves. Why do y'all do that shit when you can have it easy? It's like, I have money. I like prostitutes.
Yes.
Then do what them senators and congressmen or, you know, them ball players or something. Call you up an agency. Have somebody come to your secure. This man likes to do it the old way.
On his own way.
This man is like
the old school.
One of them people on the HBO specials that fucking walk in the streets trying to grab a girl in the alley and just get it off right there in the alley. Like, my nigga, you don't even have to do it that way. The internet is setting it up so sweet for niggas.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding
true.
Me?
That's true.
This nigga's going to the dirty curbs. And
this nigga
keeps going to the curbs and the corners. Like, what street should we pull off on? What street are we going to go to? This street. Parking the car and getting busy right in the web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing too much.
Mr. C.
He's doing too much, but I'm glad he's resigning because they don't have time to be doing all this with you. They don't have time.
Yeah,
they try to move forward. You're doing too much. So,
I
know,
hate
good,
that I
good
even
riddance.
Sound so passionate about this shit. I Onyx,
I'll
no, be honest.
I mean, you.
I hate
just,
that I even sound like, but I don't like that down low shit. I don't like that lying, like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. I ain't gay.
Anybody,
fuck that shit, nigga. I ain't gay. And you gay as fuck. Just be gay.
I don't think anybody
Shout out
like
to
that.
Everybody that's out there that's gay. Shout that's, out. Live your life. People are starting. They get married. They doing their thing. They out
yeah,
the open.
But he wanna...
They fighting for causes. They doing all this shit. Why are you denying that you're gay if you're gay? Just be gay.
Mm-hmm. It's not fair, you know, to them. To anyone that has shared a moment with him, it's not fair because they feel some type of way as well. Like they're not good enough because you won't admit. To what it is. It's almost like it's like the other woman and a man. You know, it's just like you won't. I'm no mistress. You know what I mean? You have to put me. That's not fair to nobody. So,
and I believe that's why that God did that to him.
That's exactly
the God,
why he
the girl,
did that.
The new one.
Tired of it.
That's why he did that.
That's exactly why he did it. Who else brings their camera and who else, you know, they probably kept seeing him coming through and they're like, you know what? I'm tired of him treating us like this and then he'll deny it. Then this and that, it's over. So. Thank you for resigning because nobody has time to deal with it.
He said, bye, DJ Mr. C. I was like, oh, wow. I said,
he
this brother.
He makes prostitutes. And it's still wrong.
I mean,
there's still a charge. There's still a charge. You can't just resign and go about your day. You're still in trouble. Like I said, you still can't have prostitutes as long. It's still illegal.
But Onyx, who wants charges? Who wants charges these days? I mean, like, who, if they know there's a way that they can get away with their fetishes, who wants the charge? It's like this man is a thrill seeker.
Yeah.
It's like he's a thrill seeker. He's going around like, let me go grab one off the dirty corner, drive my whip to some alley. Well, I mean, if you ever been to New York at night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it looks dirty on TV, but if
you drive through Hunts Point or drive through anywhere in Brooklyn, or at nighttime, the corners of certain places are dirty. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in hoods, like, I don't know where Mrs. C was, but streets in New York ain't clean like that. They cleaning it up now.
Yeah.
You got some places that look really nice. Even some points of Harlem, some parts of Brooklyn. But where Mr. C's going, where there's prostitutes and shit riding, walking the streets or whatever, that ain't clean.
Just everybody
thinking about anybody else that's riding for him. Anybody that's tried to help him out, he not thinking about none of them.
No, and again, it's more so their thing is, you know, this is wrong. They're stuck on the prostitution thing as well, and you know it's wrong, and it's, you know, there's other ways, like you said, you know, right is wrong is wrong, and you shouldn't be cruising for prostitutes, especially when you're who you are on the station. So it's not a good look for the station, but they're still trying to hold you down and support you, and now you're just gonna quit and so whatever. And so people do need to know that he did resign. That's what's being told. He resigned. So that he didn't get fired. So don't get all riled up. No, he resigned. So, you know, that is
what it is. I'm mad at myself that I even was riled up about that Mr. C shit. Like, let me apologize to everybody right now. Because for real, when I read that Mr. C story, I was upset. The reason why I was upset is because I sat there and listened to Mr. C talk shit to people that was hitting him up like, nigga, just admit that you're gay. He was talking shit. His bosses was telling him, like, we need to know this shit, fam. I don't want to have egg on my face defending you. And it's all a misunderstanding. He looked at those people in the eye and was like, nigga, you know me. I'm good. This is some trap shit. They setting me up. All this crazy shit. And now you had to get recorded. And then you're going to put some shit in the tweet talking about, I think I'm better off dead. So motherfuckers can feel sorry.
That's the shit I don't respect, man. Yeah, you were cruising.
Don't turn it into no suicidal shit, man. Don't do that.
And that's,
don't
and
act
that's
like you got to be suicidal. There's a bunch of gay men out there having a good time in some club right now. Happy as can be. Ain't nobody, you don't got to commit no suicide because you get out of here with that. That's why I felt this. I'm like, look at this guy. He's going
to
try to put it on everybody else that's coming at him.
He's totally trying to turn the situation around into things to get the heat off of him, and he wants pity, and no one's going to pity him because, again, he should have just hired an escort instead of just going to the corner. So,
swag, man. Come on, Mr. CEO. I hope. Let me just say, finish. I wish you well, dog. You did a lot for the culture. I don't know. You're the mentor of Funk Flex and all these different people that have went on to be, you know, big time in this music shit, you know, but I will not have that respect for that man, because that man is lying about a lifestyle that people are living out here freely and they are happy. And you, if you're going to get that turmoil and you so scared of that, That's one thing. If you sitting in the background and you're not saying nothing because you're scared of the backlash, trust me, I know it ain't easy to just come out. You hear kids say it all the time. I didn't want to come out to my family. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do that. But eventually, they got to deal with it. What I'm talking about is when you biting back at people, shitting on your audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, motherfucker, you want to call me gay and da-da-da-da and then, you know, all that rah-rah. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, gay is one thing. That whole down low, I can't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, niggas that's out here dating girls and out here behind the back fucking men? I never was feeling that down low. Like, I used to work with gay dudes back in the day, Onyx. You know what I'm saying? They know you straight. They don't try you. You know what I'm saying? They just like...
No, they don't.
Ah, they gay. They do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Juan I used to work with. We used to laugh about it. He used to be like, I don't know how you could be straight. And I'd be like, I don't know how you could be gay. Pussy's the best thing in the world, mother. Try it sometime. And then he'll say, no, you need, and I'll be like, shut up. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. And we just laugh. You know what I'm saying? Laugh at the shit. That's his lifestyle. That's his lifestyle. You live your lifestyle. I'ma live mine. And then you get along. You feel me? But that whole, I'm not this, I'm not that, and at the same time, you sneaking behind. You know what comes with all that crazy shit, man. That shit is fucking up families and all that type of shit. Just listen, if you're doing that, go to therapy, find a way to get out of that shit, man. Find a way to get out of hiding it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Find a way to come out to the people you love so you'll know, hey, listen, I can't hide this shit no more. Because it's only going to end up hurting your family, your kids find out you're gay when you're a middle-aged man and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool. That shit be fucking people up.
It's a honesty thing. It comes down to honesty, and it comes down to a moral and a respect. And that's just what it comes down to. It's respect and honesty and just the basics, your morals. And you have none when you're cruising for prostitutes, but you don't have to. He doesn't have to. And a lot of people don't have to, and they make these choices. And these are the things that happen, the consequences that come with those choices. And if people ostracize him or people are upset with him, it's because he's put himself in a situation to where truly people are going to feel some type of way because he's lied at them, yelled at them, cursed people out. So he's reacted in such a way to where you don't have a choice but to either you're going to respect him or you're not going to like him anymore. You're not going to respect him anymore or you'll just be like, whatever, I'm done with him. So, you know, best of luck to him. But again, the whole suicidal and crying wolf, I can't.
Yeah, we're not having that, man. Save that, Mr. C. You don't got to kill yourself, homie. You don't got to do all that. You don't have
he
to kill
really
yourself.
He's doing
just
the
go
he's just
be
doing all that.
Gay. That's it, my man. Be gay. Find you somebody
just,
you want to be with. Do your thing, man.
He doesn't have
nobody's
to do the prostitute
mad.
Thing. I understand that. He's got
no,
money.
Oh, yeah, the
he
prostitute thing.
That.
Like, as a man, I'm going to be dead-ass real. As a man, I know niggas that go on the internet all day long. And fuck with the back page
not,
and the Craigslist and all of that other shit. So I can't.
Scary.
And word to God, like if I would have did it, if I would be a dude that looks for prostitutes, you know I'd say it, honest. You know I'd be like, yo, I fucks with that Craigslist. But word is born, I don't fuck with prostitutes. Period. I actually be thinking if I gotta pay you for something, I ain't worth shit. You know, I could get out here and get me a girl. So I've never, and you know me, so you know what I'm saying, like. You know I'm 100% not on no prostitute tricking off shit.
Oh
I don't
God.
Fuck with that. But at the same time, I know niggas that close to me that do that shit all the time. All
and
the time they're hitting up a Craigslist
but they're
or
not
something
in
like
street.
That.
They're not
exactly.
in the street. They're at least knowing what they're getting into. They're looking at it.
Exactly.
Or mine,
that's
hopefully
my
they
point.
They are, so... Yeah, so
he's
well,
going
saying,
the old
like, just,
school route.
Yeah, he is. Like you said, the
you remember what was that show on HBO back in the day What was that show back in the day?
I'm done with it.
What was the name of that?
I don't even know. I don't know. I'm done with it. It's hilarious. The HBO doc. Because they do. They do be, it do be that type of visual. They be that same. But look.
When
so,
that nigga was walking the street, like, yo, yo, baby, can I just get a, can I just get a,
But so look, the, and another, and some tragic news also, of course, these kids are getting gunned down left and right, it seems like, and I'm not talking about kids as in teenagers, I'm talking about babies, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 8, 7, 8 year olds, innocent bystanders getting gunned down or shot on behalf of gang violence or whatever else is going on, and unfortunately, it's been like every day in the news this week, but the most recent, I know that Game had stepped up and donated some money, the Game, the rapper, the Game, to the funeral of a young girl who was gunned down, unfortunately, and that was a sad situation. So, you know, prayers to her family. It was Moreno Valley. She said she was 6 years old, and it's just really sad, you know, when these babies are taken away to senseless violence, so... they don't stand a chance, it seems like, no more. So every time when I hear these type of stories and I see these type of things in the news, I'm like, oh, my gosh, my kids. You know what I mean? They're 8 years old, so I couldn't imagine them being missing, kidnapped, shot for no reason, nothing like that. So I'm doing the best that I can as a parent, and that's all you can do. And
shout out
to everybody
you
affected.
Know, you
gotta yeah,
love,
shout out to Game.
You got to love a woman that's holding down her kids, holding down her job, and trying to do the
yeah.
best for him. There was also a little young dude shot in Brooklyn. I think he was like 3 years old.
Yes.
He got hit with the stray, but, you know, his father was a young thug, and, you know, they said he recently tried to leave the life, but they caught up to him. And, you know, they didn't hit him. They hit his kid. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And listen, man, the whole gun shit is like you got a bunch of people running around with low self-esteem, some of their mental states ain't right, everybody act like, I don't even put on it no more that, we got to eat type shit, because you're not even shooting people for money. You're not even shooting them for money. You're just killing people, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no big-time robberies where niggas is coming away with thousands of dollars. Niggas is just killing people to kill people.
That's right. That's why it's sad. It's unfortunate. Did we get anything happy that we can report in the news? It just seems like it's just
Let me see what. It's got to be something we can report. Yeah, it is.
We had the Academy at Brianna, who did their thing, and so, you know, so that was great.
Let's see what we got. We have to.
It's sad when you have to
read it. It's crazy. Because as soon as you go to the blogs, you know, when you go to the blogs,
you don't get nothing positive.
Like, you know, we always check the blogs when we go to the, when we get the news, and we check everything out. If we don't know it personally, we'll just see what's going on and check the Twitters and things like that. But the first big head you see is Mr. C. And the second one is Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane.
And the third is like Suge Knight arrested again.
Oh. Oh, well, that's
Nicki Minaj facing lawsuit.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I heard about that too. Like, now, this is nothing.
We got
this
one.
Is new.
We got one. We got one. My man, the Game. Shout out the Game. Well, it's kind of happy, sad though. Like, he donated money for
that's
the funeral of the murdered 6-year-old girl. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
the one that donated the money. So we got it covered. I know that. Well, how about the iPhone? Talk about that. Talk about the new iPhone that's dropping. If everybody didn't know, USA Today reported also in the news today. iPhone 5, they're going to release, and they're pre-ordering, I believe, starting at the end of this month, September 22nd, something like that, or this weekend. They're pre-ordering for you to get the iPhone 5C, and then you can get the iPhone 5S. You can't pre-order that, but you have to actually get that when they start releasing it and selling it. I think this weekend is when it goes on for sale, and there's all kind of deals if you don't have like a contract and stuff, it's like $550, $600. But if you're due for upgrades and all that, it's pretty affordable. And they're doing this because they know that they have so many people out there competing now. Especially, I really like the one where they have the commercial and the phone goes and like the beach and sand is going over it and like the water, everything is happening to this phone and nothing, you know, can stop it from working. So Apple's doing all this so that they can compete and get that money in their fair share of the market. But they're doing a little too much to compete now. So
I'm a happy Apple user. I love
consumer,
my iPhone
absolutely.
5. I'm a consumer, but I ain't gonna lie, yo. I'm not sure about that whole fingerprint shit. I'm really not. I'm really like, the only time I remember going fingerprinting, had the fingerprint, was pawn shops. Back in the day, you used to go pawn, you got to give your thumbprint. When you go to jail, you got to give your fingerprints. You know what I'm saying? Now you telling me that my cell phone is going to have my fingerprint?
Yeah.
Technology in there that recognizes my shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that shit, right? Especially when you know people can hack into shit like it ain't no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they can hack in and get all your pictures and all that shit, now your phone is holding your fingerprint. That's damn near the only thing that makes you, identifies you from somebody else. And your cell phone gonna have that shit in it? I don't know about that shit. I'll be dead real with you. I would love to keep up with the iPhone, but I'm gonna check out. That doesn't entice me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know everybody says, oh, I'm gonna get the fingerprint technology. To me, I'm thinking opposite.
No.
Like, what the fuck else you want from me? What else you want from me?
Exactly.
Is the next one gonna scan my fucking eyes and open up my shit?
Yeah, seriously. And they might as well, because ain't there a phone where you turn your face away and you come back, then they'll start playing for you? Like, I'm not feeling that. I don't want, when I turn my head to you, to know I'm not looking at it, and then I come back and you resume as normal. Like, no, it's not cool for me. So
fuck all that.
It's overboard. It's overboard.
Yeah, so that doesn't entice me. I'm happy that they want, you know, they're going to compete with the Samsung market. Look. If you got an iPhone 4, 4S, or 5, you're still going to be able to get the iOS 7, which is the interface that they use on the 5S and the 5C. So you're getting an upgrade in software that's a tremendous upgrade, not a little one. This is going to be some next shit. So I think I'm a rather just kick it with my 5. You know what I'm saying? If there is an option where you don't have to do the whole fingerprint move, I might fuck with the 5S. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just keep my regular code, my code shit, I might fuck with the 5S. But I ain't feeling
that fingerprint
shit.
I'm about to look into it. And I can't wait to see. You sent me that picture, I about died. When you told me, I couldn't handle it. And I saw the picture, I'm like, oh my God. It's just a mess. Oh, my gosh, I got to repost that as soon as possible.
You know Instagram is on it early. They got the black nigga sleeping with the glove on his hand and shit.
Oh, my God, I love it.
But
I
think about it for real, though, Onyx. Think about it.
No, it's
think
awesome
about it. If you pass out, think about you passing out sleep and somebody just takes your finger and presses that little button, it opens your whole shit up.
Nah, it's horrible. It's horrible. Okay, shout out to my homie. He just posted all the numbers. We can ride out with these numbers then. So, you know, Ariana Grande, I've been seeing her. I don't know how to say it. I know it's Hispanic to say it. I don't know how to pronounce it. But yours truly. She actually debuted at 138 units. And I've seen that she was number one. So, by the way, she did get something. And then you got Tamar Braxton, John Legend, Jaheim, Juicy J, 22 this week. Jay-Z Magna came in with 20,000. So, all right. Well, it looks like.
What week is that on? What week is that
Jay-Z
number on?
This is September 8th. the week of September 8th. So, and for Jay-Z, Magna, Holy Grail, 20,000, but so far 957,000 plus 1 million Samsung sales. So that's a big deal. Yeah. So he's got that on lock easily, it's safe to say. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I love that iPhone 5 thing. I just think that's hilarious. So I had to go back and like repost and do all of that because, oh man, I would have been dying if I was at work today. They wouldn't have understood. A lot of people don't understand like the pictures. Some, if you're not on IG and you don't get what's going, like you don't get it. You have to have a sense of humor for one, but secondly, you definitely have to know what's going on when these pictures come out. You know what I mean? So it's hilarious. And I can't enjoy this.
It's a funny thing, man. It's a funny thing.
No, it is.
I love it. Instagram is mad entertaining, man.
It is.
Instagram is entertaining. I like it. The pictures are funny.
I like it.
You know, and I just do a homie sleeping with the gloves.
Yeah, that's a trip.
That's dope.
That's a trip. But I love it. I love those type things. I think they're hilarious and keep me laughing through the day. So, yay. But that's it. That's it. BT Hip Hop Awards is coming up in Atlanta this month, you guys. It's next month, but it's coming up at the end of this month. Also, A3C will be coming up. So make sure that if you're not familiar with that, that you get familiar. There's still a couple of people getting some spots away to perform. And make sure you have some products and a plan when you go out there if you're going to go. Yeah. Festival's been, I think, been taking place for almost a decade now. So close to, if not.
Yeah, A3C is crazy, man. If you're a new artist, you definitely need to try to touch down in Atlanta when that shit's going on.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the next big thing to South by Southwest. So want to get out there. Also, the ASCAP is coming up in Los Angeles, but that's not till the beginning part of next year, but it creeps up on you fast. So you're looking at March, April, and all of that. Oh, and I must mention, since we're talking about March and April, Southern Entertainment Awards, you guys got to go vote for me under Media Internet Hustler of the Year. So please
yes.
Go and drop down and scroll on down to the Miss ONYX. Select me, please, and vote for me for that. That would be nice.
Definitely.
I'd love
that.
To take home a little trophy or something when I go. Let's do
we
that.
We got a
let's
couple of fleet DJ models that we had on the show also that's nominated
yeah,
Latifah Drinks. Yeah, we had her on there. She's nominated. I think it was one other one. I wasn't sure. So shout out to Onyx and everybody that's nominated for the SEA Awards, man.
Yes.
You know, that is crazy, man. All this shit is coming back around again, man.
Yes.
It's moving
it just
so
happened.
Fast, man. It's moving so fast.
It just happened. It just happened. Like, literally. It was summertime, all of a sudden, now it's like it's Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, they already have the candy and costumes out. I'm like, oh, my God, it's time for Halloween now. So, next thing you know, it's Christmas. So, it's like, wow, we got to, you know, what's the deal? Another year. So... But I guess that's it for tonight. I don't have anything else.
I'm done. Yeah, it was just a blast to have one of those rant shows again. And I'll say it again, man. We need those sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But it's so funny that you know my man just texts me. And he's like, "Yo, I'm laughing at you talking about Mr. C." And it's like it's kind of like when you grow up in New York. And from that era, you know, Mr. C is that dude. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
So to see how
Mr. C is
taking that route, when he's taking that route like he's taking, it's just sad. It's sad to see.
He ought to be ashamed
you know.
Of himself. At the end of the day, he really needs to be ashamed. Not suicidal. He needs to be ashamed. Go sit in the corner. You know, all of that. He needs to go have a seat. Sit in the corner and think about what he's done.
How you be telling
really
them?
Has.
How you be telling them? Have several seats.
I do.
Mr. C needs to have several.
Not just one, several. Please be seated.
Several seats.
Yes, he does. But that's it. So thank you guys for letting us rant and do our thing tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday. May have a guest. Shouldn't have a guest on, so you want to stay tuned to our Twitter for that. At Global 14, The Cut. And then at Global 14 is the main Twitter. Global14.com is the website. I know I said that fast, but you definitely can access this broadcast after we, you know, in the show and tonight. And then I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter and on our Instagram, as well as Global 14.
I'm The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. Global 14, Golden Fleece on Instagram, The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece. And man, yo, thank you, audience, for listening to us bug out on the sad news and all that shit that was going on in hip hop, man. But, you know, sometimes we got to have those type of nights.
We do. I mean, they did this to us. We didn't do this. But you know what? We can still play Tupac. We had to write out to a Tupac record because, again...
One more thing.
Sure.
One more thing. Everybody make sure they go watch the fight this weekend. Floyd Mayweather,
yes, weekend,
Canelo is
going
to be out of control.
Yes.
This Saturday, I don't know who y'all got. My money's always on Floyd. I can't bet against that dude, but that's going to be a big fight. Canelo's no joke. He's no slouch,
yes.
So... Shout out to everybody who's going to watch the fight.
I definitely plan to watch that. I can't wait. I'm excited. So, good plug right there. Good plug. So, y'all make sure I do that. And make sure you're following at Global 14 Sports because they will be tweeting about that and keeping you posted to the games. And y'all were doing the most with football. Everybody in social media, y'all overwhelmed me this week with football. Y'all ain't never went this hard with the football tweets and stuff. So, I don't know what happened, but... I mean, it was overwhelming and overboard. So, but football's tomorrow. I can tell you who's playing, probably, even though I'm not big on football. I think it's who's playing tomorrow. I have like a whole. We're like sponsors of the NFL this year, so I'm getting consumed with it every day.
You already know.
Yeah, so it's Jets and versus Patriots tomorrow night. So, yeah, here we go. So. Shout out to everybody that's keeping up with sports and fights and all of that. And catch us next week, Wednesday night. We're going to ride out to a Tupac record. And that's what that is.
You try to have a name, but you don't get it. No, what's you? to go away. It wasn't always a hit and run relationship. It used to be love, happiness, and companionship. Remember when I treated you good? I moved you up to the hills, out the ills of the ghetto hood. Me and you, a happy home. When it was on, I had a love to call my own. I should have seen you with trouble, but I was lost. Trapping your eyes, preoccupied with getting tossed. No need to lie, you had a man and I knew it. You told me, don't worry about it, we can do it. Now I'm under pressure, making decisions because I'm waiting. When I'm alone, I'm on the phone, having secret conversations. I want to take your misery, replace it with happiness, but I